This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I do not believe that Donald Trump is a member of the alt-right. I don't believe he believes any of this. I don't even think that Donald Trump is a racist. He's many things, but I don't think he's a racist. Steve Bannon, I don't know him. I know several people that work for him. I want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but Anderson, here's the real problem. The media doesn't have, look, I don't have credibility with your viewers, and I know that because I made mistakes. So the media doesn't have credibility. The media, I just saw a new study today, said 5% of the people who voted for Donald Trump said there were some disturbing things said in the media, but they didn't believe them. Right. And if they would have believed them, they would have voted for Hillary Clinton or against Donald Trump. We have this lack of transparency, honesty, integrity, and this message about the alt-right must be heard by the conservatives. They must take it seriously, separate and apart from any kind of politics.
We're going to take a break. I want to talk to you more about this in depth.
Sometimes we do everything we can to divide people. Scott, we talk about the alt-right and alt-left, and, you know, is it any wonder that people's eyes cross and go, oh, I thought we were just Americans. You know,
well, we like to have labels to place on people. Mm-hmm. We like to put labels on various groups of people. For some reason, it's really easy to belittle the alt-right if you label everyone in the alt-right as racist, bigots, everything like that. Just like it's really easy for certain groups of people to belittle other groups of people by putting other labels on, lazy, things like that. Mm-hmm. It leads to the stereotypes and things like that. And everybody wants to have a reason for why they don't like someone.
What happens, we go back to developing more forgotten men and women. We invalidate them. I think that's the worst insult to humanity and to a fellow human being on this journey of life that we go through together, is that you would invalidate their being, their perspective. And sometimes what happens, and what I think Glenn Beck is referring to in part here, is that because of the nature of the media and how it's become, is that there has been a crossing between objective reporting. You know, there's certain things you need to do, and this is the conversation that's happening with journalists today, is when does a journalist stop being a journalist and then becomes an opinionator? And we've seen that crossover, and I think what's valid is, it's kind of like with a newspaper. A newspaper used to dedicate the front pages of its publication to news, and they had sections for editorial. So you could go to the editorial if you wanted to exercise your opinion, and that was the place you found it. But today, opinion is now all over the front page. And it's a bit confusing. I'm sorry?
Opinion is seen as fact in a lot of cases.
In the absence of fact, yes, opinion rules. But where does that absence exist? If it exists between your ears, then you're susceptible. This is why you have to stay abreast. Or, if you're going to enter in the conversation, it's kind of like what some people are saying now. Kind of like this whole issue with Colin Kaepernick, right? After everything was said and done, somebody asked him, well, did you vote? He goes, no, I didn't vote. Hey, you're off the field then. Why are we even giving you time and place? If you're not going to participate in the democratic process, then don't complain about it. You know what I'm saying? And so this is what, what needs to be considered here is that, do you have skin in the game? And now, if you have skin in the game, well, then that raises your credibility a bit here. And so I think we need to be careful in terms of this attitude of invalidation that has been running rampant over the last several decades to make somebody more and another less.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you with us as we join together to fight the good fight. Call it for what it is. I mean, words may have meaning. And we got to use the right words instead of something that's fancy and soft and, begins to, rewrite or somehow does not give us a clear view. This is why the truth is so important and why we pursue it at any cost, no matter where it leads us. Time and again, when you look at empires of the past, they begin to delude themselves. They begin to, buy in, I guess, to their own publicity. And get away from the truth of the matter. And they start exchanging what we would call the truth for a lie. I like Andy Andrews' book that he wrote about World War II. How do you kill 11 million people? Yeah, basically, you tell a big lie. And often, it's the bigger the lie, the better. For some reason, which you think, wow, that's kind of odd. You know, what does it take? You know, I think we have to be preconditioned to get there. And certainly, that's the scary part about America. When 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, the scary part is that we're seeing it. But we're, as a result of being on the wrong track, we're very vulnerable to make some bad choices. That's what I'm concerned about, including choices about our national security, immigration, when it comes to other issues that are so important to us, health care. You know, we want to throw our arms up in the air and we're going to have millions of families here without health care. And what's going to happen? They're going to say, I surrender. You know, let's go to single payer. Is that the best idea that we can come up with? Or is that just an immediate solution to this mess that the Democrats have created for us? This is what happens. You know, we get backed in a corner and we have no other way out. So we end up choosing poorly out of desperation because we didn't stop. We didn't look around, as the song says. That's our caution these days. That we don't rush into things. You know, our founding fathers deliberately set up a system that would force us to take our time. And little did they know that this was going to be a document that, hundreds of years later, the microwave generation that we are would come into play. You know, I say that we often stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, it's just not fast enough. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it. But that's our nature. That's what we've been conditioned for. And we've been conditioned for a lot of things, to accept that it's okay if our politicians are greedy. You know, we kind of expect that. It's okay if they steal the people's money. It's all right. It's okay if they have insider trading. You know, I've talked to people about this. It's so incredible to me. You know, we talk about the insider trading actions and activity of Congress. And it was only, a couple of years back, maybe 2-3 years ago, that they finally said, we're not going to have this anymore. We think it's kind of, it's unfair to the rest of, unfair, this way. See, this is the language, it's like narrative. It's unfair that we have insider trading advantage. We're going to do something about it. And we're no longer going to do insider trading. Can you believe this? Up until about 3 years ago. And thank you very much, Peter Schweitzer, for putting a light on that situation. With us right now, as I mentioned, David Stockton, who became famous as President Ronald Reagan's budget director in the 1980s, making history as the youngest cabinet member in the 20th century before winning his well-earned nickname of Father of Reaganomics and his reputation of a tough negotiator with House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Stockton was a three-time Michigan congressman, and he has recently written the book Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin, and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Happy to be with you. And I thought your opening was terrific segue into what my book is about, because even though the title is Trumped, it's not really a testimonial for the man or the candidacy. It's an indictment of the last 30 years of policy drift of what I call the misrule of the Wall Street Washington elites, who were out of touch with the country, particularly what I call flyover America, that great space between the coasts, where the economy is clearly failing and people are just fed up and they've had it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, all the pundits, the establishment media has been totally surprised and flummoxed by what happened in the Republican primaries and where the presidential campaign stands today. Now, I liked your point about wrong track. I think another angle on it is recency bias. We are so focused on breaking news because you read it on your device or cable, can't get off from it, you know, by the hour, that we forget what the big picture, the trend has been. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote this book, to remind people that since the year 2000, real median household income in America, this is rank and file Main Street America, if you use an honest inflation measure, not the one put out by the BLS, which way undercounts the cost of living that people face, real median income is down 21%. It's never happened before in peacetime history or any history, and so therefore people are upset, and for damn good reason. We have not created one real, what I call, full-time, full-pay breadwinner job, and I documented in the book, since the year 2000. In fact, since Bill Clinton was shuffling out of the Oval Office. Now, there's never been a period of 16 years where we didn't create one real, sustainable breadwinner job. Yeah, there's, they come and go, the part-time jobs and the gigs and bars and restaurants and so forth. But you can't build an economy. You can't build a solid society. You can't build families and retirement on 26 hours a week at $13 an hour, you know, in a bar somewhere. So what I'm getting at here is the system is failing, and at the heart of it is a rogue central bank that is printing money like never before, and a fiscal situation in Washington that is burying the country in debt, $20 trillion of debt, and it's going up at a fantastic rate built in because of all these entitlements and the spending momentum that's totally ignored by politicians. And frankly, it's a bipartisan issue because the Republicans haven't done much about it either. So that's kind of an introduction to where I'm coming from. But it really highlights, I think, the point you made about we're drifting towards the wall and no one seems to know it, because we're looking at things 1 hour at a time and can't see where we've been and the very dangerous area where we're headed.
Well, David, I've maintained, you know, since the era of Reaganomics and what you and President Reagan were able to support, and we've got empirical evidence and how we drifted away from something that was, you know, was working and that had us on, you know, a stronger footing. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made, no doubt. But by and large, I think for the most part, it was an excellent program. I mean, to give us some foundation, not to allow people who thought they knew better to come in and social engineer. And again, you got that typical disease of politicians who need a vote. And they figure the best way to get it is to use our money and to put us deeper in debt.
Right. I think the other point I would make is, yes, that's all true about what happened on Capitol Hill and in the White House, but we've got another set of unelected...
Okay, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Dave?
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, get you up and going this morning. Welcome. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with David Stockman. We're talking about his new book, Trumped. a nation on the brink of ruin and how to bring it back. David Stockman brings us an insider-turned iconoclast report on how 30 years of financial and political misrule by the Washington Wall Street elites have brought the U.S. to the brink of ruin. David, I want you to come back and finish summarizing your point, and then also let's get into those 12 unelected officials that you referred to earlier.
Right. You know, I was saying that the politicians have led us astray, but I think the worst case is the 12 unelected politicians who run the Federal Reserve, who would have you believe that they're in touch with some arcane economic science that's beyond our capacity to understand. And without them, you know, capitalism would collapse into some black hole of permanent depression. That is just a total myth. And yet, because of the way policy is evolved for the last 30 years, they are now in control of everything. I call them, that is the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the Monetary Politburo of the U.S. They peg every interest rate. They dominate the debt markets. They shape and form the yield curve. They basically put a floor under the price of stocks and bonds, and are constantly inflating larger and larger bubbles. Now, all of this is a bad thing because honest financial markets that are set by the law of supply and demand are the essence of capitalism. And when we destroy the financial markets, we're destroying the Main Street economy. I focus on two things that are really bad. One, their 2% inflation target. There is no reason to think that in this world where we have to compete with China and India and the rest of it, that we want inflation domestically. That just makes us less competitive. It basically offshores jobs. It hurts workers who are in industries that compete with goods or services. And it's just a dumb, backwards, wrong idea that the elites, you know, who live off Washington or Wall Street or Silicon Valley can get by with because they earn more than the inflation rate. But the working people of America are getting further and further behind, and they're losing good jobs.
David, has this ever worked historically?
No, never. Never. You can't. I mean, it's basic principles. You know, you can't make prosperity out of the printing press at a central bank. Prosperity comes from workers, it comes from entrepreneurs, inventions, all the things we know that happen in free market capitalism. And what we have today is a perversion. I call it casino capitalism. You know, it's all based on gambling on Wall Street and inducing the American public to borrow and borrow like there's no tomorrow. And as a result, we have, and this is a startling figure, $64 trillion of public and private debt, household, business, government, sitting on the economy today, which is $18 trillion. That's 3.5 times more debt than essentially income or annual production. And that is a statistic that is an alarming indicator of why our economy is in such trouble and why it can't grow. When you have that much debt piled on top of everything, you're at peak debt, as I call it. Everything begins to break down, to erode, to grind to a halt. And unfortunately, that's where we are. And if we don't break that syndrome, I don't see any way out. And that's why I do applaud Trump for saying that this is a false economy, it's a false stock market, and Janet Yellen ought to be ashamed of herself. She ought to be. You can't sit there with zero interest rates for 93 months and expect anything except an enormous amount of inflation on Wall Street and the savers of America in their tens of millions, the retiree savers who are getting absolutely crushed. Now, I use the metaphor of a thrifty, honest worker, 40 years in the steel mill. He managed to save $250,000 for his retirement. He's now 75, and he's getting the equivalent of one Starbucks cappuccino a day in interest on a lifetime of thrift. Right. That is crazy. That is unjust. And that's one of the reasons why there is this great uprising in the country today. It doesn't take very much common sense to realize that you can't punish favors to this degree and expect to have a productive, vibrant, and stable economy.
Well, David, it's as if they're they've disincentivized, you know, good work and loyal and hard labor that people have put into your point about the steel worker. So either they just, you know, it's all on theory, and they're hoping sooner or later they're going to come up with the right deal. And as you say, in that sense, casino capitalism, but they're, you know, they're the casino drivers on this whole deal. The other thing is, I believe the everyday American has to see that this is kind of a new form of modern slavery, because we're enslaved to this system, aren't we?
Yeah. In a sense, they have induced the great rank and file of mainstream America to become debt slaves. Everybody borrowed too much because they said, you know, we'll make the debt cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Go out and get a second mortgage. Go out and get a, you know, homeowner, home equity line of credit and so forth. We now have $14 trillion of debt on the households of America. And other than maybe the top 10%, most people are tapped out. They can't borrow anymore. They struggle to make ends meet. They got to pay off the credit card bill, the mortgage, and so forth. And that is where this whole thing has led us, because the Fed is run by Keynesians who basically think debt is the magic elixir of economic life. And we know that's wrong. And this goes back to Reagan. You know, we thought we got rid of supply of the Keynesian theory and replaced it with supply side, which says it comes from capitalism, not the capital of the country.
Exactly.
It comes, you know, from investment and enterprise and sweat and risk taking and so forth. And it's been turned upside down through the agency of the central bank. If you watch the, you know, business news, watch CNBC or Bloomberg or any others, it is all front and center focused on what the Fed is going to do by way of 25 basis points of interest, which is meaningless to any businessman or household in America, and all of the word clouds and nuances that come from their statements, including the one coming up this week. Now, all of that is relevant to the gamblers on Wall Street and to the windfall gains that they would like to harvest by playing this next meeting correctly, but it does no good whatsoever. In fact, an enormous amount of harm to the real economy. Because you know what it's doing? It's actually encouraging what I call the C-suites, you know, the top executives in the corporations of America, to spend most of their time borrowing money and buying back their stock or doing M&A deals, which pump the stock market, but do nothing for the workers on their payrolls or for the future competitive and productive viability of the enterprise. They're basically eating the seed corn. And that's because they have stock options in a stock market that's totally inflated by the same people. We're talking about the 12 unelected rulers of the country. So, you know, if you follow this thing far enough, you see that everything is distorted. People borrow too much. Corporations are not investing. They're speculating with the shareholders' money and balance sheet. All of this is getting us in big trouble, leading to a dead end. And I think that's one of the big issues that's on the table for this election.
Well, David Stockman, I know people want to know what they can do about it. And I say, first of all, get David Stockman's book, Trump, The Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. You need to educate yourself, see what's going on, see what these 12 unelected officials have done to us, how they have turned this into a modern day form of slavery. And guess what? We're in, they're not, and all is well.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
What a difference. Maybe America's ready for it, Dan Perkins. I don't know. I mean, with all this, you know, these racial slurs that are going around, and then the other night after the election, I mean, the bitterness of the left just exuded outside of the television. I mean, it just came right through the screen. I just had to turn the thing off. I mean, and along right. the way, we got slapped with a new racial slur called whitelash. What's up with this stuff?
You know, it's interesting. That's a great question, Bill, as always. And thanks always, Mr. Ambassador, for having me on. If you think about it, Bill, what happened was two things were going on at the same time. One, the mainstream media was doctoring the polling data and skewing the research group towards Hillary Clinton. So if you look at the mainstream media, from the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, CNBC, ABC, all of it, consistently they had Hillary Clinton winning the election.
Mm-hmm. And resoundingly, you might add. Resoundingly, yeah, not even
yeah,
close.
Yeah, in fact, a couple of weeks, before, 2 weeks before the end of the campaign, before Election Day, one of them, I think it was ABC, Washington Post had her up by 12 points.
Yeah.
So what happened was that the Kool-Aid was being distributed by the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. That Mrs. Clinton's got it wrapped. Everything's going to be fine. She's going to be the new president. Obama's policies are going to continue. Everything is right in the world. And then what happened, Bill, is that the mainstream media reporters and television personalities started drinking the Kool-Aid too.
Right.
And they began to report that this was the layup. So when the election results started to turn, and they turned against Mrs. Clinton, these people panicked.
Yes.
They absolutely panicked because they had been led down the path. They had been, it missed both the television personalities, the reporters, and the voters were absolutely in shock. This is, I'm about to tell you a true story, real quick.
Okay.
I got an email on Wednesday morning from a gentleman that I've been playing golf with for a couple of years.
Is the day after the election.
I can't play with you. I have no idea what you people are doing. Why did this happen? He was absolutely disgusted at what happened. And what I was trying to,
you're off the golf team?
Yeah. He fired the golf team. Fired the golf team. He's not going to play with us anymore. He's going to take his pail and shovel and leave the sandbox. Sand trap. But what was amazing was that here we are now a week later, Monday, Bernie Sanders comes out and says he is embarrassed that the Democratic Party can't figure out how to talk to white people. This morning on the front page of USA Today, Obama is quoted saying, accept Trump's victory. Like it or not, that's how democracy works. And he's optimistic that Trump might succeed. So we've got all these people. I know that there's all kinds of stuff going on, crazy stuff going on. So what I think happened here, Bill, is that the mainstream media got themselves so hyped and their constituency so hyped, they forgot to remember that their polling data was bogus.
Right.
If you look at the three outliers, if you look at Rasmussen, you look at Investor Business Daily, and you look at the L.A. Times traffic poll.
The L.A. Times they negated all along, Dan. L.A. Times was right on target. They were showing stuff, and they go, oh, well, that's not official. It's not following the same models and the same alleged scientific disciplines. So they discredit it and poo-pooed it, and here it is, you know. Who's more right?
Yeah, and if you look at the mix of the people in the polling data, especially from the networks,
mm-hmm.
They had Republicans in the polling data third at 27%. They had independents at 31%. Now, I could be wrong, Bill, but I don't believe that one-third, almost one-third of this country classifies themselves as independent voters. And so,
happened, Dan. They're asking people, and what happened throughout this whole campaign is that people didn't want to talk about who they were supporting because it was so contentious. I mean, look what happened to this one white guy. What was the city where he got jumped out, pulled out of his car? And I'm watching this. I'm going, this reminded me of Reginald Denny and during the Watts riots that took place when the guy got the brick at point blank range and threw it right at his head, you know, pulled him out of his truck. If you remember that disturbing incident, and we're watching this and you're going, what is this guy guilty for? Just because he's white? And accused. He was accused of voting for Trump. I think he did vote for Trump, but they didn't.
Yeah.
From what I could understand, there was nothing really obvious that he voted for Trump other than he was white.
Right. So then you have the second part of the equation, Bill. The second part of the equation is that, and I'm going to brag a little bit here. The day, it was only by luck, the day that Mr. Trump announced his getting into the race, I had my 8 o'clock in the evening show, and I said to the audience, I said, look, if Mr. Trump continues on this line of what he's saying, he's going to win the nomination and probably going to be president.
Right.
And I can't tell you the number of people who thought I was an idiot.
Mm.
And how could you think that way? It's not going to happen.
Right.
What happened was, for the last 8 years, the country was about the following: blacks, Hispanics, LGBT, women, and abortion.
Right.
Not about white people.
Mm-hmm.
And white people represent 65% of the population of the United States. White people were the forgotten race.
Exactly.
And On top of that, the non-college educated, which is a new racial category, mm-hmm. in my opinion, a slur.
Anytime they can try to make people feel less than and invalidated. Scott and I were talking about this earlier. They're really bigoted and they're arrogant and they are discriminating by doing that. I mean, if there was ever a time that I think America is done with all this stuff and ready to become the United States of America, it is now. And that's what you're hearing. You're hearing that more from the right than you are the left, Dan, right now.
No question. And I'm in the process, Bill, of writing a piece right now that the left is thinking about going even further left in the selection of the chairman of the new chairman for the
exactly.
Democratic National Committee.
Well, when I saw that, I thought, man, you guys are really coming off the rails here now.
Yeah, I mean, what we're looking at is that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and to a lesser degree, but still tacitly supporting Chuck Schumer, the new minority leader of the Senate, mm-hmm. is supporting this guy, Keith Ellison from Minnesota, to be the new chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And if you look at this guy's background, this is a guy who was the first Muslim elected to the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And every congressman and every senator and every president takes an oath of office. When he took his position in the oath of, and took his oath of office, he didn't take it on the Bible.
Right.
He took it on the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
On the Quran. And that's just the beginning of some of the things that this guy, he was involved with Louis Farrakhan, he was involved with CARE. And so we're talking about somebody who's left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who they're trying to bring in as the head of the Republican or the Democratic National Committee.
Well, Dan, let me stop you right there real quick before we go to break.
Okay.
How does the Quran complement our U.S. Constitution and his oath of office?
Doesn't. And I'll talk about that after the break.
Yeah, let's do that. We're talking with Dan Perkins, foreign policy contributor, DailySurge.com, DailyCaller.com, ClashDaily.com, TheHill.com, anything that's .com, Dan contributes to them, okay? Master storyteller as well. We got more from Dan after this.
You ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and everywhere else in between. We're coming at you live 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan Perkins is with us. We kind of jumped in without getting into too much fanfare and introduction here. But as you noticed, he did refer to me as an ambassador. So for full disclosure, I will tell you that I am an honored ambassador to his nonprofit organization that he and his wife established, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, a 501c3 nonprofit. That's doing everything they can to help vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. As we know, the suicide rate among vets is still at about 20, anywhere from 20 to 22 a day, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
That is absolutely tragic. It's heartbreaking. And I got to tell you, I am proud, honored to be a part of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Dan, tell everybody how they too can get involved. It's very easy, and you know it's all hands on deck to see what we can do to help our vets, right?
Right. We, my wife and I, were at a meeting of the Military Officers Association of America, the Southwest Florida chapter, on Tuesday night, and they had given us $3,800 last April for 380 players for the soldiers, $10 a player, veterans here in Southwest Florida, and they're all gone. And so I asked one of the officers from the foundation, do you think we can get some extra money? Because we haven't even touched the veterans in chemotherapy and kidney dialysis.
Exactly.
So he said to me, I'm going to try and get you $1,200 until we get to our next funding cycle. So we went to the meeting on Tuesday night, and I gave my report of where all the MP3 players went. And I told the group, I have a very, very disturbing piece of information for you. Up until a few months ago, the Veterans Administration never released the suicide rate for female veterans. In September, they started releasing it. And while the male suicide rate is four times the civilian suicide rate, the female veteran suicide rate, Bill, is 12 times.
Oh, no, Dan. Oh, wow.
12 times the civilian rate, and nobody's doing anything about it. So I was expecting a check for $1,200, and I got a check for $5,000.
Oh, that's
to help with the chemotherapy and dialysis. And I said to the group, "Would you mind if I took half of this money and use it for seed money to start a program to reach out to women?" Mm-hmm. They all applauded and said, "Absolutely." I went back to my chair, and a general came over to me and he gave me a check for $1,500 to give us $4,000 to launch the program.
Wow, that's awesome.
My wife and I are headed to Atlanta two weeks from today, as a matter of fact, to meet with the Atlanta VA and their head psychiatrist to talk about a women's program. So it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. And I hope that Mr. Trump, who's committed to do something about the VA, can help the treatment. But we also have to begin to deal with those. Two-thirds of the veterans, Bill, are not enrolled in the VA. Mm. So you can work on the VA problems, but you're not working on all the veterans' problems.
Well, that's a big number, two-thirds not participating. That is huge. That says something here.
Right.
And, to the point here, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to remind you, you can be a part of this. You can be part of the solution and join in with us to help vets. And I had no idea, Danny. You just knocked me off my seat here. Regarding the female deaths,
when I heard about it.
Because I thought that number included females as well. That is astounding.
No.
Do what you can, ladies and gentlemen. If you're so moved and you want to join us, welcome aboard. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. We thank you, and the vets thank you. Dan, also, congratulations are in order. You got a new children's book out that's just, you know, getting ready to be launched. This is exciting.
It launched last week.
Okay.
The publisher's telling me that the sales are really strong. I wrote this book. The title of the book, Bill, is called Peter the Little Irish Seal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story based on Celtic mythology that goes back to the 6th century. There are special seals in the Celtic region that can convert themselves from seals to humans, mm-hmm. and they can live on shore.
Right.
And this is a story of a relationship between a mother and a child, a relationship story about Peter. We meet him when he's 3 days old, and she mm-hmm. teaches him how to be a seal, but she teaches him about his special powers. The illustrations were done for me by a woman from India who fell in love with the story. They're absolutely
I love the cover, Dan. I was just going to comment. Just the cover, the illustration, it's just gorgeous.
Yes, and the inside is even better.
Mm.
It's a read-to-me book for children between 2 and 6 years of age.
Excellent.
But children older than 6 can read it. Mm. You can get it from Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I'm jumping the gun here a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to do a...
You never jumped the gun, so it's okay.
So we're going to combine two things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run a Christmas special. The special will be the hard copy book and a beautiful plush stuffed little baby seal.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
It'll sell for $25 plus shipping. Can only be bought on the website, not available. And a portion of the proceeds will go the Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
Oh, that's awesome, Dan. That's great.
So when it's ready, I will let you know, and you can let your audience know that they can get it. But it's a beautiful package. As I mentioned to Bill, I was at this meeting on Tuesday night, and I brought over a friend of mine a copy of a book, and one woman looked at it and said, "I have to have this. I want 10 copies, and I want 10 sales." I mean, just that quickly.
Wow.
I took it to the public library. They said, we need it right away. And so it's such a wonderful, warm, you know, in all the bad things that we talked about in the first 20 minutes or so of this program, this is something that's important, because part of the motivation, Bill, to write this book is that myself and other family members have Irish heritage. And I know that my youngest son, who's married to an Irish woman,
mm-hmm.
they go back to Ireland periodically, and they're finding that their cousins are very concerned about Ireland is losing its history and its culture because of the influx of Muslims who are trying to change the country. And so this is part, this story about the Selkie is part of Irish and Celtic history that goes back to at least the 6th century. And so I wanted to do something that could help grandparents give this to their grandchildren and help them begin to understand some of the unique things that are important to Celtic history.
Exactly.
Who they are.
Oh, that's good fun.
And,
well, outstanding, Dan. You've done a great job. It's gorgeous. I can't wait to get my hands on a copy, and my grandkids are going to go nuts here. I know it. So it'll be good fun.
You might even like the story yourself, Bill.
Well, I'm sure I will. Having visited Ireland earlier this year, there's something special for Ireland, not just the golf, you know, but the people were very, very sweet. And they were all very, interestingly enough, they were all very fascinated by what was happening here in this country with the election process. And they all asked, you know, what do you think about Trump? And I asked the same question that General Flynn did. Of Donald Trump, and that is, you know, I want to know, hey, was he the real deal? Was he going to, you know, was this just a lark for him? Was this going to be another, kind of a frivolous attempt? You know, even though it seemed on the surface that Ross Perot made a serious attempt, I just think that on so many areas he was ill equipped, and especially when it came to picking his vice president, as you'll recall. But here, Donald Trump picks. Mike Pence, and with each consecutive and following day that and months that went on, you could see that he was in it to win it, and win it he did. There we are.
And
we've got the opportunity, as you say, Dan. I think this is a golden opportunity for America to, you know, get a hold of the heritage and the richness of this country, the fact that we are a nation of immigrants. To get away from this divisive process, you know, this white lashing and this bigotry and stuff that happens. And it's interesting that I find the people who complain about it most are the ones that are the propagators of it. And it's like, don't you see that you're already drowning, and then you're fighting to drown yourself even more as opposed to, you know, catching yourself and watching what you're saying, but you continue to load up on the perspective that only divides us all the more.
Right. I think that the one message that clearly came from this election was that white people have had enough, and they stood up and say, I'm not racist just because I'm white.
Yes.
I'm not racist because I'm white. Nobody has really represented my interests for over the last 8 or 9 years. And it's about time that I had to take control of my own interest. And that's why they stood up and they went and voted. But it's not racist to be white and to vote for a white man.
And you're not less than because you haven't gone to college. I know a lot of people that are very, very experienced. God bless them for what they do, you know, for themselves and for their families. They do a great job, and they haven't seen a college classroom. And doing very well, thank you very much. Trust me, you want their bank book.
You're absolutely right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, Dan Perkins, as always, great to have you on with us. We appreciate it. Again, I will remind you to go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and get on board with us, and let's support the vets out there, especially in light of these numbers, these tragic numbers we're hearing about the women vets. This is Bill Martinez live.
And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes